In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord, help me to make this time of prayer fruitful, to listen to you, to what you have to tell me. And today, as we pray about that jigsaw puzzle of life, we open the Gospel of St. Matthew to the 17th chapter and the passage on the Transfiguration. And Lord, you have taken Peter, James, and John, your chosen three, up that high mountain, which is Mount Tabor, where you are transfigured before them, your face shining like the sun, your garments as white as snow. And Peter is overwhelmed with the joy. They see you in your divinity. And this, of course, to prepare them for your passion and death that you had announced to them 6 days before, so that when you would die on the cross, they wouldn't be scandalized, but would realize you are God. And one day we will see you transfigured in heaven. And this is the goal of life. To know, love, and serve you on earth in order to be happy with you forever in heaven. And we will see you face to face in all of that light of your divine glory there with the Father and the Holy Spirit and Our Lady and all the angels and all the saints. But first, we must work to get there. We must do your will. And they hear the voice of the Father through that cloud. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to you. And Lord, this is what we are here for, to listen to you, to do your will. And you speak to us in so many different ways. You speak above all in our prayer, in our conscience, whispering, sometimes shouting, do this, don't do that. You want us to be happy. You show us the way to happiness here and hereafter. But we need to listen to you and not only hear what you say, but put it into practice. Like Our Lady, she heard the word of God and kept it. Lord, help me to hear your word and keep it. And throughout our life, and especially what remains of our life from doing this prayer now until the end, whenever that may be, whether it be a long time in the future, whether it be tomorrow, we don't know. We want to do your will as you did the will of the Father. You came to do the will of your Father in heaven, to become man out of love for us, to live amongst us for 33 years, and 30 of those were spent in your hidden life in the home of the Holy Family in Nazareth. And what were you doing during those 30 years? Just ordinary work with Joseph, and perhaps helping your mother too. Ordinary things like we do, but you doing them for the glory of God, doing the will of your Father, praying to God while you did that, giving joy to Joseph and Mary and to so many other people in Nazareth. Ordinary work, day after day, one piece after another of your jigsaw puzzle. And our life is like a jigsaw puzzle, but with some differences. A jigsaw puzzle has a well-known number of pieces, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 for a very big one. We know how many pieces there are. In the jigsaw puzzle of our life, each one of those little deeds that we do, those actions to fulfill your will or not, constitutes a piece. Every day there are many pieces that we put in place. How many pieces will there be at the end of our life? We have no idea. And then, too, when we get a jigsaw puzzle, we look at the picture on the box, and it shows us what the finished picture should look like. In the case of the jigsaw puzzle of our life, we don't know what it's going to look like. You do. You are God, and you know us from all eternity, and you have a plan for us, a plan which will leave a beautiful picture in the end, if we but put the pieces in place where you want them. And then at the end of our life, we will see the finished picture, and it will be beautiful or less beautiful or ugly, depending on how we live. You have a plan for each one of us. You have known us from all eternity. You brought us into existence through our parents to fulfill that plan. And Lord, help us to do it, because that plan is truly a work of art. And we go to St. John Paul II, speaking to artists in the Jubilee year 2000. He said, "The Jubilee invites us to accept this grace of resurrection so that it will penetrate every corner of our lives, healing them not only from sin, but also from the dross that sin leaves in us, even after we have been reconciled with God. In a certain sense, it is a question of sculpting the stone of our hearts to bring out the features of Christ, the new man." Sculpting the stone of our hearts, changing ourselves to bring out the features of you, Christ, the new man. A good way to see this work is as Michelangelo envisioned it when he started with those huge blocks of that beautiful white Carrara marble. His idea was that he didn't have to make the statue. The statue was already there in the marble. All he had to do was chip away the marble that didn't belong to the statue and leave that beautiful finished piece. And Lord, this is our life, to chip away those defects of original sin, the dross that sin leaves in us, those bad habits, those attachments, that pride, that selfishness, that love of comfort, that laziness, love of pleasure, to chip that away, to do your will, to grow in holiness and reveal the features of Christ the new man. We go on with St. John Paul II. The artist who can do this in depth is the Holy Spirit. However, he requires our responsiveness and docility. Conversion of heart, so to speak, is a work of art jointly produced by the Spirit and our freedom. You artists, accustomed to shaping the most diverse materials according to the inspiration of your genius, know how closely the daily effort to improve one's life resembles artistic work. The daily effort, Lord, to do your will, to sculpt the stone of our hearts, to chip away what doesn't belong to that image of you that we want to have. A work of art. And St. John Paul II continues, "As I wrote in my letter to you, through his artistic creativity, man appears more than ever in the image of God, and he accomplishes this task above all in shaping the wondrous material of his own humanity, and then exercising creative dominion over the universe which surrounds him. There is a remarkable similarity between the art of forming oneself and that which takes place in the transformation of matter. Today's Jubilee celebration calls you, dear artists, precisely to rise in this way. It invites you to practice the wonderful art of holiness. Lord, this is the task that falls to each one of us, to practice the wonderful art of holiness by putting each piece of that jigsaw puzzle in the right place, that it conform to the plan that you have for each one of us, that beautiful picture that will result if we do your will, if we practice the art of holiness. And holiness consists in doing your will. Saint Alphonsus Liguori, founder of the Redemptorists, sums it up. He says, "All of holiness consists in the love of God, and all of the love of God consists in doing his will." Holiness, to do your will, to do your will in every single moment of our life. And yes, we will fail, we will sin, but at least we keep trying. What matters is to follow the plan that you have for our life. We open the way of Saint Jose Maria, and in his chapter on the will of God, he says, "Many great things depend, don't forget it, on whether you and I live our lives as God wants." Many great things. The beauty of our own life, our own holiness, our own happiness. Because holiness is happiness. Holiness is love for you. The closer we are to you, the infinite good, the happier we will be. And then we will be supremely happy in heaven. But not only our holiness and our happiness, many souls around us depend on whether we live our lives as you want. Many souls depend on each one of us. Many great things. And in the previous point, number 754 of the Way, Saint Jose Maria writes, "This is the key to open the door and enter the kingdom of heaven. He who does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he will enter into the kingdom of heaven." He who does the will of my Father in heaven. And Lord, our goal is to enter the kingdom of heaven here in the church, and especially hereafter for all eternity in heaven. The great thing of our holiness, of our happiness, and the help we give to so many others, and going to heaven along with them. And Lord, as we live our life, for many of us, our life can be very ordinary. Day after day, the same things, as it was for you in the home in Nazareth, as it was for Saint Joseph and Our Lady. The same things day after day, and putting each piece of the jigsaw puzzle in place can be very ordinary. It can seem unimportant, but no, it is part of that finished picture. If each piece is put in its proper place, there will be that beautiful work of art at the end of our life. And when we are doing these things, whether it be a time of prayer, whether it be a little penance, an act of charity towards those around us, our work, whatever it may be, each piece in its place may seem unimportant, and it has all of the importance of love. That work of art, which is a work of love, consisting of many, many little deeds. And if we think that our life is unimportant, it is not. You convert it into a great work of art. It is as if we were those stewards at Cana, and they listened to you when Mary said, "Do whatever he tells you." And you told them to fill the water pots with water. And this is our task, to fill water pots with water. But why? Why water? We need wine. What we are doing, we think, is unimportant. And you will transform it into wine, the best wine. you'd converted those ordinary tasks into something of transcendental value. Jean-Pierre de Caussade, the French Jesuit of the 17th century, in his beautiful book, Self-Abandonment to Divine Providence, speaks of this. He says, "We should note that there are souls whom God wishes to keep hidden, little in their own eyes and those of others. Far from bestowing striking qualities on them, his design for them prescribes obscurity. They would deceive themselves if they tried to walk by any other path. If they are sufficiently instructed, they will know that their part is fidelity in their own nothingness, and their lowliness will be their peace." Lord, we can seem at times nothing, lowly, unimportant, hidden, obscure. That is where you want us. There we will achieve that great work of holiness. And the Caussade goes on, "The only real difference between their path and the path of those who seem to be more favored is whatever difference there may be in their love and their submission to the will of God. For if they surpass in this respect souls who seem to accomplish more in exterior works, no doubt their holiness will be greater." We don't compare ourselves with anyone. We look to what you expect from each one of us. And what matters is that we put love and submission to your will in what we do. Then you will convert it into that great wine of holiness. And he also writes in that same book, "How full of goodness and wisdom is the conduct of God. He has in such a way reserved to his grace and action alone the sublime, elevated, and admirable part of perfection and holiness, and he has so completely left it to our souls to perform with the help of his grace what is small, plain, and easy, that there is no one in the world who cannot arrive without difficulty at the most eminent perfection by fulfilling with love lowly and common duties." And then, Lord, you give us that common lowly task, and you reserve to yourself your grace and action, the sublime, the elevated, the admirable part of perfection and holiness. You transform our human work into a work of God. Help us to do your will. And then in this jigsaw puzzle of life, there are no shortcuts. As there are no shortcuts with an ordinary jigsaw puzzle. It is that painstaking searching for the right piece, one after another. We live life day by day, hour by hour, but especially moment by moment. This present moment is where we live in each moment. And then the present becomes past. The future has not yet come. We are living in this present. And I once saw a beautiful sign on the wall of a staff member in a university where I was chaplain. And I don't remember the exact words, but the idea was this. The past is history. The future is mystery. The present is a gift. That is why it is called the present. Lord, you give us the present, the gift of this moment in which we can still live. Do something positive. Help us to live each present moment for your glory, doing your will. And if it's day after day the same things, each day we will put one more piece in place of our jigsaw puzzle. But we must put those pieces in the right place, which is to say, to do what you are asking at that time. If we put the wrong piece there, it will not fit. And later we will see this is wrong. And if we put one wrong piece, and then another and another, then perhaps one part of the picture of our life will be beautiful, and the rest will be discordant. And this can happen. when we depart from your will in a bigger way. Yes, you will follow us and you will give us grace, but the picture will not be harmonious. It will not be the picture that you wanted for us, and help us to put each piece in place where you want it. And if we make a mistake, and we make many mistakes in life, we come back to you with sorrow, with the act of contrition and the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of mercy, the sacrament of joy, and we start over. And we can take that piece out and start over and put the right piece in place. But help us to rectify, to be sorry, so that we live our life as you want, not as we feel like. And then as we live our life, putting each piece in place, it can happen that there come times, months, years, days of sickness, of hardship, of setbacks, of problems, dark pieces. And we wonder, what are you doing? This isn't beautiful. But in those times, whether they be days or hours or years, years of sickness, years of pain, years of problems, this is your plan for us. And when we see the finished picture, we will realize those shadows were so important. We consider the paintings of Caravaggio and the other exponents of that chiaroscuro school of art, in which there is much shadow, much darkness, which highlights something in the light. And our life can be like that. There can be many dark pieces, but this is your plan. Other people don't have as many dark pieces. They're different works of art, different schools. But maybe in my life, we say, you want me to have more suffering. But this is good too. We read that poem of the weaver, which expresses it so beautifully. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors. He worketh steadily. Oft times he weaveth sorrow, and I, in foolish pride, forget he sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. Lord, we have to leave it up to you. You have a plan for each one of us, that we accept that plan with its joys and, yes, with its sorrows too, because together they form that beautiful picture, and those dark threads are important. And as we go through life, as this poem says, we see the underside of that tapestry. You see the upper side, which is all beauty. We see a tangle of knots, of discordant colors. But when we finish our life, we will see the beautiful work that you have planned for us. Lord, help us to do your will, to accept your will, especially when it is difficult. And then there will come times when we are tempted to give up. To give up doing your will, to find the easy way through life, the comfortable way. This work of sanctity is too hard, we think, and it is the devil who wants us to think that way. To give up, no. To continue struggling until the day we die. St. Jose Maria wrote in his diary just a few years before he died, "This is our destiny on earth, to struggle out of love until the last instant. Deo gratias. Thanks be to God. To struggle, to continue putting the pieces in place that you want, not the ones we feel like putting, which would be the laziness, the selfishness, the love of pleasure. No, what you want, day after day. Yes, it is difficult, but this is sanctity. And we go back to the way of Saint Jose Maria in his chapter on perseverance, and there we read, to begin is easy, to persevere is sanctity. Let your perseverance not be a blind consequence of the first impulse, the work of inertia. Let it be a reflective perseverance. Reflective in the sense that we want to do what you want, and we consider it in our prayer, in our conscience, and then do what you are asking. Not continue forward blindly, but persevering in doing your will. And then what joy. And we go to the great Australian saint, Mary of the Cross MacKillop. She wrote in a letter to Monsignor Kirby in Rome in 1874, "O Father, I cannot tell you what a beautiful thing the will of God seems to me. For some years past, my communions, my prayers, my intentions have all been for God's will to be done. I can never pray for a particular intention, a particular person, or anything particular about our own institute, but in God's loved will. That is, whilst I desire with all my heart to pray for these, I cannot help at the same time desiring that he only use my prayers for the intention that his own will most desires at this time. Thus, I feel a joy when things go well, for I see his will in this, and an equal joy when they seem to go wrong or against our natural desire. For there again I see his will, and am satisfied that he has accepted my prayers and those of many more for some other object at the time nearer to his adorable will. To me, the will of God is a dear book which I am never tired of reading, which always has some new charm for me. Nothing is too little to be noticed there. But yet my littleness and nothingness has often dared to oppose it, and I am painfully conscious that in many ways I still, in my tepidity, offend against it without perceiving what I am doing. But such dear lessons as you gave me the other evening then come to my aid and encourage me, for the love of my sweet Jesus is too strong, too beautiful, and his merits too great for me not to cling to him." Beautiful letter. Accepting the will of God, the good and what seems to be the bad, and nothing is bad for God. For those who love God, everything works together unto the good. Lord, help us to put each piece of that jigsaw puzzle of our life in the place that you want. And if we make a mistake, we rectify and we start over. Then at the end of our life, and only then, will we look back on our life and see the beautiful work of art, the art of holiness that you have ordained for us. And if we have followed your will, we will be able to rejoice in it, and it will be only joy. And we can conclude with some more words of Saint Jose Maria. He said, "If there is anything in which I can see the truth about myself, it is that I have never done my own will, what I would have preferred to do. To be sure, if it had depended upon me, at this stage I would be a lawyer, an historian, but not a priest of Opus Dei. And nonetheless, I am more happy than anyone, only with having fulfilled the will of God, because I want to correspond to his love." He didn't do what he would have preferred. He did, Lord, what you wanted. to become a priest and that exceptionally holy priest who has influenced the lives of millions. We finish our prayer and we go to Our Lady. Mary, you heard the word of God and kept it. From before the Annunciation, as that good Jewish girl growing up in your life of prayer, in the Annunciation when the angel announced a new direction in your life, and until the very end of your life, always doing what God wanted. You heard the word of God and kept it. Help me to do the same. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.